In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Yes, I am glad to be with you today. Yes, we are, Edward, we are watching and experiencing global warming. Yes, we know that the White House is filled with snow. They can't deal with snow, and yet he still wants to deal with health care. God is funny. Remember when he went up to talk about global warming to that country, whatever country it was? They had a blizzard there, too. God is funny. Listen, we're looking at 1 Corinthians 10, and we're going to be serious today because it's very important. 1 Corinthians 10:24, or 1 Corinthians 9:24. Know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain the prize. Okay, so this is talking about a race. We know that when people run a race, that there's going to be a race in Boston on during April, and everybody's going to be running, but one will receive the prize. Okay, and every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. In other words, they get a crown of olive leaves, okay? They run the race, and they beat their bodies, and they exercise so as to win a corruptible prize, which would be an olive branch on their heads. St. Paul says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So St. Paul runs the race so as to win the prize, which is incorruptible. And that prize is the glory of God, is heaven. Now, I want to ask, do we run the race of faith so as to win the prize? Are we just sloppy in it? You know, when we did penmanship, you know, I remember we used to have to do penmanship, and we had to fill the paper with all these things, you know, and when it was sloppy, we'd have to do it again. It was sloppy, so we'd have to do it again. Now, I'm asking, as we run the race of faith, do we run the race of faith in a sloppy way, or do we run the race of faith so as to win the prize? That's individually and the church. Now, I'm going to tell you, God's economy is that the church would evangelize the world, that the church would be number one, that God's people would be the head and not the tail. That's the economy of God. That's the economy of God. But those things do not just happen. Those things happen when we have men and women and people who are going to fight the good fight, who are going to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who are going to be into this life, which is the life of grace, with our whole heart and our whole soul. You see, my faith is not an avocation. It is not a hobby. I am looking for people. I am always on the hunt for people that they would give their lives unto Jesus. I do it in many ways, okay? I don't do everything. Like today, my friends were at the abortion mill. I was not there, okay? But my friends were there. And you know, I was the one, by the grace of God, that inspired them to go. Now, I can't do everything. But you see, I can inspire. But Monday night, I went to pray, and there were people who came to be prayed for. So after Mass, we prayed for these people. Now, you see, you have to really have your eyes fixed on the prize, that God sends people to you, and now you change your schedule. It is not time for personal prayer. It is time to pray for the people, because these people are burdened with cancer or with something else. You see, you run the race so as to win the prize. And you can be as exhausted can be, but you still run the race limping so as to win the prize. How many times have I told people, it is not in your feelings? How many times have I told people that I, when I was about to do something that the Lord called me to do, felt like a dish rag? But instead of giving in to being a dish rag, I began to limp and start to run the race, even limping, so as to win the prize. And what is the prize? The prize of the people of God for Jesus Christ. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, what we are doing in our Christian life is not about a hobby. It's about really, really living so as to win the prize. And the prize are people for the kingdom of God. That we need to be like a dog that's sniffing people out, and that we'd go the extra mile, that we'd go the extra, because its prize is the eternal salvation, and the opposite will be the eternal damnation. We're talking now about doing the will of God. We're talking about fishing for men and women. We heard Jesus say to Peter last Sunday, you have been catching fish, now you've become fishers of men. I'm going to tell you, if we had people who were in this to win the prize, I'm going to tell you, things would be happening today. Winning the prize. Winning the prize. That means putting your whole self behind what God is doing. I did not say putting your whole self behind events. No. If God is doing the event, you put your whole self behind the event. Putting your whole self behind what God is doing, what Jesus is doing, what the Holy Spirit is doing. Putting your whole self behind that. Oh yes, let me tell you, that is tiring. St. Paul says, I therefore so run not as uncertainly. I don't run to fight and beat the air. I'm not playing games by beating the air. No, I keep my body under subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I would go to hell. I'd be a castaway. Now, people don't believe that Paul thought that he could go to hell, but that's what he says. A castaway is somebody that's lost. So I'm telling you that if the church, and if the people who listen to me gave themselves, if we give ourselves so as to win the race, and the race is walking by grace through faith, yes. The race is, here I am, Lord, I come to do thy will. The race is being behind what God is doing, what Jesus is doing. If we lived that way, things would be happening. We could have closed the abortion mills if we lived that way. We could have closed it when Planned Parenthood came to Boston. We had all these faithful ladies that prayed the rosary. They would have gone if they were recruited. But you know what? It's too late now. Now we got about 4 or 5. God love them. But do you see, we don't run so as to win the race. We just say, well, what can we do? What will the lawyer say? How will people look upon us? They might think we are fanatics. run so as to win the race. Not caring what people say, you see. I don't have to care what people say. People are going to say anything anyway. People are going to say everything anyway. I don't have to care what people say. I just have to run the race, even if I limp. Even if I limp. Even if I limp. Now, I've told you, my friends, you know, I don't hide that very many times I've been really under the weather when I've been called to do things. Really under the weather, wanting to put myself under a bed, not on top of one, okay? Hide under a bed. But you know, I will not give myself that luxury. I will not give myself that luxury. Because there might be someone, in the crowd, in the service, that God's going to use in a mighty way. If he doesn't use me, he'll use me to touch that person. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, run so as to run, win the race. And you know, people say, you know, what makes you keep on going? I'm going to tell you. You do. I've got your ear today, okay? What other priest in the Archdiocese of Boston is on the radio every single day, twice a day on WROL? I think 7:30 in the evening. Three times a day on WEZE. 11:15, 9:45 p.m. and 3 a.m. Like, here I am preaching. What do you think I'm preaching for? I'm preaching to get you going, to get you limping in this race, to let you live by grace through faith, faith working through love. I'm preaching so that maybe we get another couple of people that are going to run the race so as to win, even if you're limping. Even if you're limping, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're limping, that you're going to play the game, and you're going to get an eternal reward and a crown that will not fade. We can change the world. I still believe that because of the Holy Ghost. We can change the world because the name of Jesus is more powerful than the devil. We can change the world if we had people who were not playing and they were praying and giving themselves, being behind what God is doing. And that's the whole thing, being behind what God is doing. See, so I'm going to tell you, events don't do it. I've run events all my life, okay? And people come and people go. We're looking for disciples that are going to continue the race. We're looking for people that are going to run the race until the end, so that what I can't do, they can do. And what they can't do, I can do. It's what you call the body of Christ. We're looking for people that aren't playing this game, because it's not a game. It's a matter of heaven and hell for people. You see, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for people that want to give themselves, Yes, give themselves to the point that they become fiery darts of love that pierce the hearts of men and women. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you see, the church could have conquered so much if it just didn't just sit back and, you know, we just have become one of the many institutions. We are the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is our head. We're looking for men of courage. We are not looking for wimps. We are not looking for a mini Minkle sitting in the corner. We're looking for men of courage. And I'm not telling you I'm macho. There's nothing macho about me. But I am a man of courage. I have backbone. I have backbone. You want to know why? Because heaven and hell is in the mix. I've got backbone. The Lord Jesus Christ, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ has given me that grace to have backbone and not care what people think. Yes, and I do care, but you know what? I just do it anyway. I do it anyway. You know, it hurts me when I hear these things about me. But you know what? I just have to just let it roll off my back maybe several hours, and then I'm going to continue anyway because no one's going to stop me. Because, you see, it's a matter of life and death. We could have closed Planned Parenthood many years ago. Now, Planned Parenthood shows its real colors with this Tim Tebow commercial. Because, you see, they are not pro-choice. They are pro-death. Because they're afraid they might lose an abortion. They are not pro-choice. They are pro-death. Now, why is it that the church doesn't tell her people that? Why is it that you can go to Mass in many, many places? They don't talk about Planned Parenthood. No, not mention Planned Parenthood. You would think that Planned Parenthood, it sounds like a good thing. Planned Parenthood, nothing good about it. It's an abortion machine. What are they doing in these abortions? Today, 30 children died and 30 women were ravaged today, okay? That's what happened. Aren't we supposed to care for the poor? Aren't we supposed to care for the broken? Aren't we supposed to care for those who have nobody to care for them? Aren't we supposed to care for the underdog? Where was the church today? Thank God for the few people that were out there. That's where the church was. But where was the church today? What was the where were you today? You know, where were you today? It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. You know, we all want to talk about it. But you see, let's limp through this. Let's limp through this. Let's get done something that needs to get done. Rather than, you know, what can I do? I'm old. I'm weak. Give me a royal break, okay, boys and girls? Listen, God can use Methuselah. He can use you. God can use Balaam's ass. He can use you. It's never too late that the Lord wants you to be behind what he's doing. And you know, maybe your thing isn't at Planned Parenthood. It's someplace else. But to be behind what God is doing for the glory of God. That Jesus might be glorified. I don't think most people are running a race. I think most people are in a circus. Da 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 da. I think most people are in a circus, you know. You know, what is faith for most people? Oh, it's going to service. Yeah, going to service. Going to the chapel and I'm gonna get married. No, I don't think so. I think going to church is to be empowered by the Holy Ghost, to be empowered to do what God's calling me to do, to receive the blessed sacrament, to be empowered what God is calling me to do. And that's to live the life of a witness, which is the life of a martyr. You shall become witnesses. After that, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. Witness equals martyr. But I don't think we're training martyrs. I think we're training circus people. I want to watch the circus, boys and girls. I want to see the elephant that just had a new baby. It's very sad. Oh, yeah. We all watching the Super Bowl. We are into observers. Let us all be observers. We're going to sit down and watch that. What about participants? What about participants? What about doing something? What about getting off your duff and doing something, being behind what God's calling you to do? Oh, and there's so much to do. You can't do it all, but you can do something. But, you know, the church has trained spectators. We're all a bunch of spectators. And, you know, it's all alike with the Latin liturgy, too, and with the English liturgy. We have a whole bunch of spectators. Oh, that was a good talk. How are you going to implement it, baby? Oh, that was a fine, fine message. How are you going to implement it, baby? Oh, you talk, that really touched my heart. Why don't you go touch the hearts of others now that your heart has been touched? You know what I'm saying? It's all about a circus. It's all about being a participant. It's not about going to do the Lord's will and being behind what the Lord is doing. You know, it's just, you know, we're not running a race. We're not running a race. We're stragglers, you know. We're stragglers. You know, I am a man of constant sorrow. I see trouble where I go. Yeah, we're all weaving in and weaving out. We've not been taught to be witnesses. Witnesses of whom? Witnesses of whom? Witnesses of Jesus. Witnesses of the power of God. And everybody has a role. Everybody has a role. But, you know, just keep on sitting down and observing, you know. Maybe one day you'll get it. I remember the man that said, I've been in this seat for 45 years. And you know what? He wore it out. But he's never done anything. 45 years in the same seat. Mamma mia. Wouldn't it be wonderful on the day of Pentecost when the fire of God came and the wind of God blew and the fire and the wind came together and there was a conflagration of fire, that if the disciples and the 120 sat there and said, "This is a very nice place to be. I'm going to keep my seat." What a wonderful seat. This is where the fire is. Oh, rather than that, what they did is they opened the door. Oh, they opened the door. And Peter becomes a preacher. This Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. Oh, yeah. Let's just sit on our seats. That's what we've raised. That's what we've raised. We've raised participants. No, we've raised spectators. And that's too bad, because people are going to hell. And Jesus wants to bring people to himself. And that we're running a race. And that the race is between heaven and hell, not only for us, but for other people. We are running a race. But most people are beating the air. You know, they're shadowboxing. Shadowboxing. Not nice. You're not going to win, and you're not going to lose. You're just going to be a participant. No, you're going to be a person who observes. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord says in Psalm 2, "Ask of me, and I will give you the nations." I want the nations, Lord. I want you to give me the nations. I just am tired of Boston. I'll always be in Boston by your grace, but I want the nations. I want to preach to the nations. I want to bring healing to the nations. I want you to open doors for me in the nations. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations. Because the church, by very nature, is missionary. It's missionary. It goes beyond where it is. The very nature of the church is missionary. And when I say missionary, it brings the gospel and the power of God and the love of Jesus to those who do not know it. The church, by very nature, is missionary. It's missionary. Ask of me and I will give you the nations. Oh, I'm asking, Lord. I want the nations one at a time. I want the nations. I ask you for Ireland in the name of the Lord. I also ask for Italy in the name of our God. I ask for Germany that I would proclaim. I ask for Sicily, so it'll never be the same. I asked for the nations. Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? Because the Lord wants to reach people. That's the way it is. The Lord wants to reach people. And St. Paul says, "I don't play shadow boxing. I'm in this for the long run." Okay, my friends, this is a "Lord Jesus, what do you want me to do?" talk. Lord Jesus, where do you want me to go? Lord Jesus, how are you going to motivate me to be behind what you're doing? This is that kind of a talk. It's not just a talk, talk, talk. This is a talk that, what do you want me to do? Many years ago, when Eleanor heard this, this was kind of a talk that changed her life. Today, she was out in front of the abortion mill. Maybe that's not your place, okay? They've saved over 300 children, okay? More. Anyway, I'm finished. I'm finished. Ask the Lord, what are you asking me to do? Between February 17th and the 23rd, we will have the School of the Holy Spirit, and it will be at the Espousal Retreat House. I got good news yesterday. The evening sessions are going to be worship sessions, and you don't have to pay for that. Worship sessions, you don't have to pay. You can come every evening at 7 o'clock to come and worship with us, but there will be a collection. Okay? You may come for the full retreat, which is six nights and all meals. That's $495. You may come as a commuter and not having anything to eat or any place to sleep. That's $25 a day. You call this number and they'll tell you more about our Holy Spirit school. Maria Vadia Carianda will be there. And do we expect God to do great miracles? 781-209-3120. 781-209-3120. 781-209-3120. 781-209-3120. And as the snow falls on Washington today, we pray for President Obama and his whole experience of global warming, that he might be warmed by the snow that's falling on the White House today, and that he might have a good day. I mean it, that he might have a good day. I don't want him to have a bad day. But I hope he would see something in this snow. God speaks in funny ways, you know. I also want to tell you that Jimmy the Roofer, who spoke yesterday, many, many people were blessed by his talk yesterday. And his number is 617-519-0341. He'll do a good job for you. I can attest to that, 617-519-0341. He's very talented, not only with the roofs, but with other things. 617-519-0341. That's Jimmy the what? Jimmy the Roofer, 617-519-0341. And can I also say, you know, I do need to hear from you. You people that listen to me all around the country, would you please help me to pay the bills and that I may recruit more people to do the will of God and to be behind what God is doing in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's wonderful, you know. And so my telephone number, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.
In Season and Out of Season is sponsored by In Season and Out of Season.